KSL News Time 310. Time to check traffic. Ricky Meese, tell us about the problems.
We already have delays northbound I-15 between 5300 and 3300 South due to an earlier vehicle fired at 33rd South, but it's what's left of it is over to the right. It's in the final cleanup stages. Southbound I-15. Good speeds from downtown to Provo, but in Utah County, we had that earlier vehicle fire northbound I-15 there at about 124th South in Spring Lake in Utah County. At exit 247, it's still blocking a right lane of traffic, and the slowdowns reach back to Santaquin. We also have a crash on I-215's west belt. This is going northbound, and that's going to be about just after 4500 South. They have been able to get it to the right, not causing any kind of backups, and a crash westbound 3300 South at 500 West. Mark?
I want you to get through the sluggish delays coming up from Murray and into South Salt Lake. The downtown drive into Davis County is not too bad northbound I-15. You're going to have a delay-free KSL travel time of 15 minutes between Salt Lake City and Farmington. Then up from Farmington, Kaysville, and through Layton, Clearfield, and beyond, I-15 looks pretty good. Want a second opinion from a solar expert from Any Hour Services Electrical Department? Call 801-443-7400. That's 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services, Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Grant Wayman with your forecast.